Hi there, my name is Bradley Covert for Investment Insights, presented by McKay Wealth Advisory. We're here to talk about a little bit today the Social Security Fairness Act. What is that and how did kind of that come about, Brent?
Great, so the Social Security Act was just passed in a law, the Social Security Fairness Act, and that law basically is if you're a public sector worker and you're receiving reduced Social Security benefits because of your government pension. Mm-hmm. So like for instance, let's say you're a retired teacher, and in some states, retired teachers, the pension systems kind of merged a little bit. Mm-hmm. And let's say you had credits in Social Security before you became a teacher.
Right.
Then you might be receiving a reduced Social Security benefit because the pension offset, you know, basically is not letting you get full Social Security benefits. This law, in effect, you know, takes away that restriction. And so people that are you know, that may be teachers, government workers, that also had previous Social Security credits or post-Social Security credits, may now be able to receive higher Social Security benefits as a result of this law.
Very nice. So who exactly really needs to know about this? I'm sure we have a number of people that are interested.
Right. So if you're a retired ex-government employee, and whenever you filled out your Social Security benefits, you got a reduction because of that, you probably need to set up an appointment with Social Security to see if you qualify. It's also pretty cool because it looks like for 2024, some of that money may be backdated. So there's a possibility that you could even be getting a lump sum of money as a result of these changes.
Very nice, very nice. Brent, thank you for sitting down with us today. And thank you for joining us on Investment Insights. We'll see you next time.